Let's get ready to rumble!
When was the last time we recorded?
Last Friday.
So we're doing good. It's Friday. It's a week.
I know. Can
Holy
you believe?
Shit.
Can you believe it? It's not just Friday.
It's Black.
It's Black Friday. Or as Joe in Dallas would say, Friday.
Or as Big Fatty would say, Black Friday.
No, there's been this Walmart commercial running.
No, it's not Walmart.
It is Walmart.
It's Target.
No, it's Walmart because I paid attention last time.
Okay.
But anyway, where the woman that's a legend for Black Friday and the other two women are talking about it, and they're like, she even named her kid Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, that is Walmart. I thought you were talking about the crazy Target lady. Mm-mm.
So every time that one comes on, I think of Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he had a nice holiday with all of the fixings.
I'm sure he did.
And all the bacon he could eat.
I'm sure he had some pig.
I'm sure he had some fisting festivals after, too. Oh, I miss Big Fatty. It wasn't the same this year, K-Days, without him.
I know.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
So every time that one comes on, I think of Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1019 of the BFO for Monday, the 26th of December, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me show. Y'all, I've got a couple of voice letters and Big Fatty, what else? Oh, I don't know. Hello, boxies. Hi, everyone. I hope your boxing day is going well. Y'all, dear Gussie. Y'all, you know the origin of Boxing Day, which is the day after Crema. The origin of Boxing Day goes back to the the olden days when small children would leave behind the new toys that they received for Crema and play with the boxes that they came in. Big Fatty, that is not the origin. But, y'all, it's true. You know damn good and well. You know, they'll get out there and they'll play with the boxes that all the stuff came in rather than play with the toys. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you enjoyed the Crema Spectacular yesterday. Y'all, it was just a little Big Fatty nattering about some stories of his childhood. And, y'all, after I finished recording that, I thought of several others. So I may pass a couple more along to you. This week. Now, y'all, to be honest with you, I am recording this before Crema. And, y'all, because I don't know when I'm going to have time, to record shows, for you while I am in Atlanta. So, y'all, I can't report on what I got for Crema. Or anything like that. Y'all, I can tell you that it has been unseasonably warm here in Atlanta. And we've had quite a bit of rain. But it looks like it's going to be cooler and nicer on a Crema Day. So we'll see. But anyway, y'all, I want to send out a special to the listeners in the UK Commonwealth, the UK Commonwealth. Big Fatty, what the hell is that? Well, that just means that people that are touched by the Queen. Big Fatty, that includes everybody that you know. Well, you know, Liz, Queen Liz, you know, because they celebrate that Boxing Day like Stephen the UK. And the lads from the Flat 29 and my straight boyfriend what's his name over there? What is it? He's so mysterious. Nord, that's it. It's Nord. And then of course over there in the future, my straight boyfriend, straight Bob, and Scotty, the little Aussie battler. and Arthur down there in the New Zealand. So anyway, happy Boxing Day to you. I don't know what in the hell you do on Boxing Day, but please feel free to use the BFO app and send Big Fatty a voice letter and let me know what you do on Boxing Day. Y'all, I don't know. I just don't know. Big Fatty, we know you're fat and you're vulgar. But anyway, y'all, I think the last time I gave you a report, I was still canoodling in the downtown area. And so y'all, I'm now in Hatville. I am at the Hat Cave. Big Fatty the Hat Cave. That's a good one. But anyway, y'all, I've got all my crema presents wrapped. Did a little bit of crema shopping. Went to the Lenox Square, which is, you know, we're shopping at Lenox. You know, that's where the hoity-toities shop. And did some shopping there. And, y'all, I have to say, I think I got some pretty good coupon deals. Then what else did I do? I entertained several gentlemen callers, and they were lovely. Just one of them was just exceptionally lovely. And, y'all, once again, it is a situation where when there's less competition, Big Fatty does better. Big Fatty, you got it right. You got it right. And, y'all, I know that several of you have sent me some cards and things. But, y'all, I'm going to, like I say, it's going to be a while before I can get those. And, y'all, that is a sausage biscuit with the yellow mustard. Y'all, I've mentioned this before, but I'm gonna mention it again. Y'all, when you make your sausage biscuit, and I know some of you are going to say, Big Freddy, that just sounds vulgar. But y'all put some yellow mustard on the biscuit with the sausage patty, and y'all, you will thank me until the cows come home. Y'all, speaking of the cows coming home, that trucker Alex sent me a picture of the world's largest underpants. And y'all, I'm thinking that I might be receiving those for my crema present, but I don't know. I have forwarded it to that Kim Beaver. And y'all, we'll see what happens with it. Y'all, she may just toss it into the how do you feed sheep? You don't slop a sheep. That's vulgar. So, and y'all, I want to thank all of you that called in, because, you know, Big Fatty had asked for telephonic device calls so that I'd have something to play for the little shows on Tuesday and Wednesday. And y'all, I've only got two, but I'm going to play them today. And y'all, I am going to beg and plead that you please send me some more voice letters so I'll have something to play on the Tuesday show and the Hump Day show, because y'all, I won't be leaving the Hat Cave until Hump Day. So y'all, it is, and I need a little something to keep my sanity. Oh y'all, I came in and they had on the Fox News, and I said, oh no, and y'all, I switched it over to something else, and so anyway. But y'all, I watched. Y'all, I am not a big movie person, but I watched that Crema Vacation movie last night, and y'all, it is absolute and total nonsense, and y'all, it just makes me giggle like a schoolgirl every time. Y'all, by the way, I meant to mention, since this is Boxing Day, that I specifically selected the boys from the No Wire Hangers, because y'all, it sounds like a boxing match every time they do a little show. And y'all, it's been a month of Sundays since they've done a little show. In fact, that clip may have been from the last show they did. I don't know. It was on Friday, and y'all, you know, today the 26th for many places, it is National Take That Shit Back and Get the Cash Day. Freddie, that's not what it's called. But y'all, it is one of the it may be the second busiest shopping day of the year. No, I'm guessing. Well, I don't know. I know Friday is busy, and I know that Crema Eve is busy. Y'all, by the way, if it's too late for me to tell you that, but you know, Crema Eve is when men outnumber women at the shopping malls, you know, because they like, oh shit, tomorrow's Crema, I better go get a little gift at, or my ass is gonna be in a sling, big fatty, just the way you like it. Not that kind of sling, but anyway, so anyway, but and y'all, this I don't know if you know this or not, but the week between Crema and New Year is called the 13th month. Did you know that? It's the 13th month, and that's when retailers are discounting things because they're trying to clear the inventory because they don't want to pay the taxes on the inventory. So, y'all, you can probably get some good after Crema sales for this week between Crema and New Year. But Big Freddy, can you please just shut up and go on to those two voice letters? They're not going to take enough time, but please, we need to hear something other than you nattering. Done.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Ramble. Just want to give you a quick call. I'm getting caught up on your program, and and I listened to the one episode. And I just want to say a big shout-out and a thank you to whoever sent you the cat butt magnets because I thought that was the funniest thing. But I also loved hearing your reaction, like, oh, well, it's all cat butts. It was so funny. And I just wish we could have seen your face because you probably were like, oh, wonderful. But anyway, I thought it was really funny. And I just want to wish you and all your friends and family a very, very happy holiday. And I'll be getting you a Crema card very, very soon. But I just wish you all the best and keep up the great work. Okay? Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Shameless plug goes here at
RambleReadHeed.com. Yeah, gotcha, y'all. That is the one and only Ramble Readheed. And y'all, he sent me that one a while back, but y'all, I hadn't gotten a... You know, I don't ever play a single voice letter. I always have to have at least two. I say chew. And so, y'all, I've been holding that one, waiting on somebody else to send me a voice letter. So, Tom, please forgive the delay, but it's everybody else's fault. It's not Big Fatty's fault. No, Big Fatty, it's never your fault. And Big Fatty, I can't... Tom, I kind of wish... I'm kind of... Well... Actually, I'm delighted that you couldn't see my face when I opened the cat butt magnet package because y'all it was the face of Volga. It was if I was a vulgarian or something like that because y'all it was and is just the most Volga thing I've seen. anyway, it touched my heart though. It did touch my heart that somebody would think so much, and y'all, I found out who it was that sent that to me. It was that Kim Beaver, y'all, and I don't know if you know this or not, but I'd much prefer to have cat butts than sheep butts. Big Fatty, that's just vulgar.
Hi, Big Fatty, this is Moose. I'm sitting in my favorite pub and thought I would give you a little call here.
to say how much I have really enjoyed all of the special crema programs that you've put on all week. It's really put me in the mood. Thank you a lot, sir, for doing this. It has been wonderful. Bye-bye. Have a good holiday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the 2010 number one fan of the BFO. That's Moose P from up there in the north, Kakalaki. And, y'all, Moose is just as genuine and sweet as he sounds in these voice letters. That's how he is in person. And, y'all, you get him get a glass of wine in him, and, y'all, he's even more fun. Not that he's not fun when he's sober, but, y'all, everybody's better with a little holiday cheer in them. And Moose, you're not the only one who has told me that they have enjoyed going down the crema memory lane, and listening to the old crema spectaculars, and I'm just delighted that it's put you in a holiday mood. And I guess it was a holiday mood, but y'all, he did say it's put him in a mood. Maybe it's put him in a mood to over fiber and to spend his holiday on the toilet. Fatty, he was trying to be nice, and you turned it into something vulgar, totally vulgar. So, anyway, y'all, I'm, as soon as I finish recording, this little show, y'all, I'm heading to the florist. I've got to pick up a table arrangement for the Hatterina, and, then that's one of her crema presents. I do that every year, and, then I am, where am I going then? Then I am going to go have lunch. I'm gonna go have some lunch with the Apollonius, Peter the Apollonius. Big Fatty, when you say the word Peter, it always is vulgar. But we are going to a Mexican restaurant for lunch, and he says it's quite good, and. He also says that they have good margaritas. So y'all, I may be filled with holiday cheer as well. I may be putting on my dark glasses and singing Feliz Navidad like that Josie Felicio. You know, he always did that song Felicio. I don't know what it was, but anyway, y'all. I hope that if you are out and about getting the 50% off the crema paper and crema decorations and all, I hope you're getting some good bargains. Y'all, speaking of that, when I was out and about buying the last of the crema presents, I needed a roll of wrapping paper because I had forgotten to bring a roll with me. You know, as Big Fatty just, y'all, I don't remember shit anymore. I just don't remember shit anymore. But y'all, the wrapping paper... that I found, y'all, it is black and white. It's white paper, and on it are these black reindeer with a little red nose, and then some black snowflakes, y'all, and it's foil, foily kind of stuff. I guess it's silver snowflakes because the snowflakes are silver. And it's the black reindeer with the red silver nose and then the white paper. And, y'all, it's just beautiful. And, y'all, the place that I found it at the Lowell's, I found it at the Lowell's. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. So, y'all, make sure you go out to your discount garden store and see if you can find some... Oh, okay, I see. And see if you can find you some wrapping paper, and by wrapping I don't mean Fanny, you are retarded. And y'all, I hope your pants are tight from eating too much. And y'all, just worry about it. You know, this week is not the week to start worrying about how tight your pants are, y'all, because you ain't gonna make them any less tight this week. So just to hell with it. So anyway, y'all have a lovely, lovely Boxing Day, and please call Big Freddy so I'll have a little content for the two Ice Age Tuesday and Hump Day shows. And Big Freddy, perhaps old J.C. Marple will call you and say...
So every time that one comes on, I think of Big Freddy.
What was it again that came on? Would he come on?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.